The holy names of Krishna are deceptively simple than the high-sounding Vedic mantras. Although the Vedic mantras are very lofty and very attractive, as they are explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Yamimam, Pushpitam, Vacham, Pravadanti, Avipaschitaha. Lord Krishna says, they are meant for the Avipaschit, which means unintelligent. Because the Vedic mantras are very flowery because of their sound as well as the promises that they offer. But they don't offer one anything better beyond the material world. Whereas the holy names of Krishna, if taken with great faith, can liberate one from this world and offer the position of becoming a servant at the lotus feet of Krishna in the spiritual world. Just as the 200 beautiful form of Lord Shyam Sundar is deceptively simple in comparison to the many other manifestations of Krishna, which all originate from Krishna only. In the same manner, Krishna's holy name is also deceptively simple in comparison to the varieties of Vedic mantras and prayers offered all over the scriptures. But those who took shelter of Krishna, they attained the spiritual world where they became associates of Krishna. Just like the covered boys and the covered girls and the elderly gopis and gopas. And they have become worshipable even by great personalities like Shukadev Goswami and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and great acharyas like Shankara, Madhva, Ramanuja, all of them. In the same manner, those who accept the holy names with faith, they have turned from the life of a hunter or a mlecha or a chandala or yavana, from such position of an outcast to a platform where they have become worshipable even by the brahmanas. No, not just the brahmanas, even by the demigods like Brahma and Shiva and Indra and all other demigods who have worshipped their lotus feet. So they have become such exalted devotees. But the key factor is the faith in the holy name with which they have accepted this medicine of the holy name. Like the way Valmiki accepted, or Nugari accepted, or many others down the line have accepted the holy name. And many have become purified. Bahavo jnana tapasa, puta madhva magata. The transcendental knowledge about Krishna's supremacy and the result of that transcendental knowledge, which is surrender to Krishna through the chanting of the holy name, these things have purified millions and millions of souls in the past and have given them entrance into the spiritual kingdom. So one should always be aware that although the holy name appears to be deceptively simple, everything is contained within the holy name. Just like when I first got to see the small CD-ROM, I thought, what can be inside the small CD-ROM? Somebody told me the entire range of Prabhupada books are there. All the books of Prabhupada and lectures, everything is in one small CD-ROM. It looks like a small silicon chip. A silicon is lying on the ground along with other sand particles. But when it becomes a CD-ROM, it is certainly different from the ordinary sand particles you see. Similarly, the holy names of Krishna looks like a small, appears like an ordinary word, Hare Krishna and Rama. But when it is a holy name, it is certainly different from the other words. And also, just as the CD-ROM contains everything, Krishna's holy name contains Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities and characteristics, and the entire spiritual world. Everything is packed in the holy name. And by sincere chanting of the holy name, all this truth will reveal itself over a period of time in the life of a sincere chanter. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Amen.